I'm calling this meeting of the KPFT Finance Committee to order. And, of course, Mr. Weisgall says that he has a point of order. So, yes, Mr. Weisgall, please make your point of order.
When I just called in, the prompts that I received said, put in your passcode, not your passcode number. The fact that it said that caused me to have to go through the process a couple of times. I finally discovered what I was doing wrong. I fear that other people may be excluded from this meeting.
Respectfully, I'm going to overrule that point of order. I'm not responsible for whatever it said, and you're here now. Most everybody else got in. They didn't have to be admitted or anything. They just showed up. So I'm going to overrule that point of order. Find the agenda.
Shall we call the roll?
Yes. Why don't we call the roll while I look for the agenda?
Okay. Here's the roll call. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Adriana Casanave. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am here.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
She was here. Maybe she's playing silent now, but.
Present. Nancy's here.
Yeah, I thought
okay.
She was.
We got you. Richard Uzel, present. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Susan Young. She has an excused absence, I think, right?
Yes. Yes, she let us know. Okay.
Okay, you got a quorum.
Okay, then
read the agenda?
I'm going to read the agenda. It is short and sweet. Call the meeting to order. Call the roll. We've accomplished both of those weighty tasks. Consideration of the 2023 budget and adjourn. The budget, I sent it to all the members on Monday morning. I'm going to put it up here and share my screen. And there we go.
And Marquise is not on this call, right?
No, she's not. She made, however, if you'll think back, and I know everybody still has their copy of the version 2.0. This is version 3.0 of all of the changes that we suggested, all the tweaks, have been made except for, all the changes that we discussed have been made. If Marquisha's not here, and I understand she's got a lot on her plate, and she's done her job here. I mean, she met with us last week, and she made all the changes to this proposal that you see here. I have moved things around a little bit so that we're not looking. I'll show you. Come on. AB, here we go. No, it's not. Now I can't remember what I did, but I changed the look of this so that we could see all of 2022 and the proposal for 2023, It's kind of difficult, you know, there's so many lines and, they're all necessary, but not for the purposes of, the 12 months ending September 30th, 2023. So, if you have any questions, don't ask me because I'm all out. I would like to move this proposed budget out of our committee to the LSB so that at its next meeting it may consider passing it on to the PNB NFC.
Can I debate this matter?
Sure. Sure. I was going to ask if there are any objection, anticipating that there would necessarily be some.
Sean, is it my turn?
Yes, Ted. We're with bated breath.
I hope you all have seen the emails that I've sent to you, but I am concerned that there seems to be no pathway for people to follow the finances related to the move, namely the building on Caroline Street. And I think that somehow or another there needs to be local oversight. I don't know whether it needs to be a line in this budget or it needs to be a supplementary budget, but we need to be able to account for the money that we will receive from National and how it is spent locally.
You have actually hit upon a question that I actually do have the answer for. And that answer is that this budget format is prescribed to us by the PNB. We cannot deviate from it. This is what they look like. The question of, and I think the money in connection with the move, and Sandy will correct me if I'm wrong, but that is, we're not actually superintending that, are we, Sandy? Is that the PNB doing that?
Money that we've used all of it, 100% of it, and are continuing to use even today, this afternoon, is coming from a trust, a lawyer's trust in New York.
And we don't touch that money.
No, it's in a lawyer's trust fund. And the reason it's in a trust, they're acting as a fiduciary for FJC. It's FJC's money. It's not Pacifica's. We have instructions from FJC to use the amount that they set aside in this trust to buy and build out a studio for KPFT. This has nothing to do with the document we have in front of us on the screen today. This is not part of this budget. It wasn't before, and it isn't now, and it won't be going forward. So when, Ted, when you say there's no way to track and no oversight, there are many layers of oversight, including FJC. It's their money.
Okay. Any other questions?
And when, at conclusion of the exercise of spending this money, we'll have a studio in a building that's collateralized, just like Lovett was collateralized, no different. So I hope you can see, Ted, and I hope I didn't confuse you with that, that the sheet that we're looking at is a KPFT operating budget. This isn't for a building a new thing with this purpose money from a lender. This is the operating budget. Month to month, year over year. If you collapse 2023, the budget that Markeisha has put together here on this nice document, you can look year over year from 2022 to 2023. At the end of the day, we have to raise about $500,000 to break even next year. That's what this document says.
Okay, and so, in the interim, we've been joined by Markeisha.
Oh, good.
Hey, and Kim Kay. Is that Kim Kaufman?
That's me. Sorry I'm late. I missed.
That's all right. We wouldn't have waited on you regardless. But
it looks like I missed a good part.
No. We're just twiddling our thumbs.
Thanks.
Does anyone else have any questions, or as Ted would have it, matters for debate in considering moving this proposed budget out of the Finance Committee and to the LSB?
I just want to be on the stack when everyone else who wants to speak has done so.
I didn't hear anybody else volunteer, Ted. I think it's all you.
Richard would like to on the stack.
Then Richard, please go ahead.
The trouble with, and I appreciate you putting this up on your screen. The trouble with that is I can't scroll down and see stuff, can I?
I can. I can. And
okay.
So you,
now the
have a line. Tell me where you want me to go.
Okay. The total revenues for the year. You just pushed it off. You had it on. Just go back to where you were before. It's over there on the right hand side.
You see it all.
Okay. Now? You got the total revenues at $499, and you got the total expenses at at three. Whoa, where'd they go? Okay. Were they 390 or something like that?
I'm looking for the line. Markeisha, can you point me to the line so I don't?
Go back up toward the revenues.
All right, scroll up. I'm talking in y'all. keep going. Total set. So if you go all the way up. Okay.
Let's there we see. Go.
All right. So total expenses. If we scroll over to the right, well, you probably can see them. I can't because we're zoomed.
550?
Yes. Yes.
So we're only missing this by $51,000 or $50,000.
The exact number is line 45970.
Oh, okay, cool. Good work. Thank you.
I don't hear anyone else. So, Ted, you wanted to go last?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Adriana.
Yeah, man. Adriana. Yes. Do you have any questions regarding the...
No, I just get in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Ted, please go ahead.
So I presume Adriana is now recorded as present in the roll call of this body.
I've no doubt that our estimable secretary ad hoc is doing his job. Ted, did you have some comments regarding the budget? Did you have questions?
Yes, I do. Please. I would like to know who, we have this benefactor who is assisting us in moving from Lovett to Caroline. I would like to know who is overseeing the expenditure of that money, and how will this benefactor know that that money was spent properly?
Point of order?
Yeah. Your point of order?
My point of order is that this is not germane to what's on the agenda.
The point of order is sustained.
I appeal from the decision of the chair.
Your point of personal privilege?
I'd like to rebut Ted, if I might, or reply. I think it would just clear everything up. Again, Ted.
Sure.
The money is in a lawyer's trust. Arthur Schwartz is Pacifica's lawyer. Arthur Schwartz reviews all expenditures, as does Markeisha, as does Netta. Okay, until they're not there anymore. As does Stephanie Wells, as does Mo Thomas, who's the project manager, as does John Amella, who's doing a lot of the research and getting us the lowest possible prices on everything, driving everyone crazy. So I hope that answers your question. I'm being transparent here. This, again, has nothing to do with it's Pacifica.
Ted, does that allay your concern? Do you still want a vote on my sustaining the point of order?
Well, first I want to debate your point of order, and then we can vote on it. But my point is that none of those people that Sandy just mentioned are a part of the democratic process within KPFT. Markeisha reports to us. We oversee Markeisha, or at least we oversee Sandy Weinman, to whom Markeisha reports.
That's incorrect.
Hang on, Sandy. Go ahead. Ted. Get it out. Get it off your chest, please.
How do we get, how is this whole process transparent?
Okay. As I said, I sustain the point of order because that question has nothing to do with the 2023 budget proposal before us. I've sustained the point of order. Do you still want to vote? Yes or no, Tim?
I want to argue the point further.
You've already argued the point. I'm calling for a vote.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, I have something that I don't know if you can hear me. I'm sorry that I'm driving.
We can hear you. That's why I answered.
Okay. My question is, you know, we have, and I say that in our LSB meeting, and I want, obviously, we have here Markeisha and we have Sandy, and I want some of these answers. When we were ready, we have an executive session and we have an open session when we were buying the new building, and I'm really thankful because we did that. I don't say that I'm not. But at that point in time, we were, all the LSB members, we were assured that they have a specific amount of money that was for repairing, right? For remediate the building and repair it. I asked at those meetings if those were substantiated, if those numbers that were there were substantiated or were just numbers, just somebody say so. I was assured that we are substantiated, that those numbers, we have something supporting those numbers. In our last LSB meeting, Sandy, you said that somebody whispered those numbers to you. Now, when we are asking about that, what we are receiving is not up to you. You don't need to know anything. This is being managed at the national level. I agree with Seth.
Hang on, Sandy. We have
more rights.
Does anyone have any actual questions?
I interrupt anybody.
You gave me the floor. I didn't interrupt anybody. You are out of order. I didn't interrupt anybody. Does anyone have any questions regarding the budget?
That was what you asked. Who won the floor? And we want to discuss this issue. And I'm putting there. I have the right to speak. Given to me by the voters, the owners of KPFT and Pacifica. Then you don't have the right to shush me whenever you want it.
I'm trying to shush you. Let me finish my point, sir.
And you have the chair, and you have all the votes to override whatever we said or whatever we want. But you don't have the right to shush us. Is that clear?
Ma'am,
point of order. He does have a shush. Thank you. I want
to know by Markeisha if those numbers are substantiated or not.
Which numbers?
The one that just mentioned, the repairing of the building.
Repairing of the building.
Okay. Yes. Markeisha, is your answer any different than Sandy's, which is over three times now?
No, it's not any different.
I didn't think that it would be.
May I have Richard to the stack? Thank you.
Yes, Richard.
Adriana, you understand meetings as well as anybody does. This meeting has started. This meeting had an agenda that was approved. The only thing on that agenda is approval of the budget. And all this other stuff about the building is not germane because it's not on the agenda. And you know that. Or if you were here when it started, you know it. So why are we wasting our time over that? Let's go and look at the budget. That's what we're here to do.
Because we waste time.
If you're asking me, you ask me why. Can I answer? Because I need my answer at some point in time.
It's not germane to the agenda.
That I will receive it. When should I ask? To whom?
Nancy, I'm sorry. Adriana, your non-germane question has been answered four times now, three times by Sandy Weiner and one time by Markeisha. You keep going down this road. You're out of order. Now, Ted wanted to have a vote on his point of order. Richard, whenever you get back, if you would call, call that vote.
Okay. The stack.
A vote yes is to, we're having a vote, Ted. A vote yes is to sustain, the chair's ruling. Vote no is to overturn the chair's ruling. Go ahead, Mr. Uzel.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Yes to the sustain the chair.
Yes. Adriana Casanave?
No.
No. Sean Kelly McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
No. And the chair is
no.
Just
Richard, you
trampling
well.
The
yes.
Right of we this committee
vote,
to
ma'am.
Debate and
thank
discuss.
Thank you for your Democratic vote.
Richard Uzel, yes.
No,
Sandy
you're not a Democratic chair.
Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Ted Weiskel.
We will fight this at the board meeting. No.
Okay.
Sandy Weinman does not have a
no.
Vote. He's the manager.
Okay, and that's,
exactly.
What's the tally?
That's, 4-3. 4 yes, 3 no.
Okay. I move.
Sandy Weinman doesn't have a vote.
I move.
Is
that
he
we,
voting?
Ma'am, the vote has been taken. The vote has been taken. Please quit disrupting the meeting. I move that we move this proposed budget out of our committee and to the LSB where Ted can argue about it there again too. Is there any objection?
Point of order, Nancy.
What's your point of order?
The manager does not have a vote.
Ma'am, you've made, ma'am, the vote is taken.
You have violated,
you can
the bylaws.
Address
Mr.
that
Treasurer.
To the LSB, ma'am. We're here to pass this budget out of our committee.
I move that we have an election for a new treasurer, a new chair.
You may make that motion at the LSB. I'm not,
I have, I just
am not
made
enjoying
it.
This job.
Because
at all.
He does not understand
so,
the bylaws yet.
Hearing no objection to,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
The way I wrote your motion down, and correct me if I'm wrong, McPherson moved that the 23 KPFT budget be approved and sent to the LSB.
Yes.
Okay.
That we move it to the LSB for its consideration.
Wait, we're approving.
Yes.
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am. Your point of information?
If you listen to the recording, I think you will find that your motion or your ruling was to vote, shall we go to vote, right?
No, ma'am.
Point of order.
So we voted
no,
to
no,
go
point
on
of
to
order.
Vote, not to
no,
approve
ma'am.
The,
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You
that was a good order. That was to go to a vote on sustaining the chair on
yes.
That other motion.
Got to keep up, Nancy.
Yeah, that's
gotta
what I'm, yes, yeah. Sustaining the chair. We did not vote to approve the budget.
Hearing no objection,
no,
however, I take it that it's approved.
I object.
Of course
I object.
Do, of course you do, Ted.
Point of order. Point
yes,
of order.
Ted. Yes, Ted.
Nancy's point of information was not a point of information. A point of information is to ask a question, not to make a statement, and you should have ruled her point of information out of order.
I'm so sorry, but that would have required another vote on whether to sustain the point of order, and what a waste of time. So, are we going to send this budget to the LSB? Oh, Ted wanted to vote on that, so... Richard, if you'll please call the vote.
Okay, this is on approval of the KPFT 23 budget. Teresa Allen. This is just to get it out of committee.
This is just to get it off of our hands.
Well, this is railroading without discussion, actually.
Teresa?
We're trying to take a vote, folks.
Teresa?
Yes, I
vote.
I vote to approve the budget.
Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Will we discuss this budget? What you're asking me
we've
to
been
vote
discussing
yes or no vote.
I'm sorry, Heather.
When you discuss that.
I'm in a very
confused. I didn't receive it either.
I think that's a no.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God.
You're going to vote yes or no on this?
No, I vote no, and I will vote in the LSB. I can't.
Okay, you got no, and you get another vote in the LSB.
Exactly.
Okay. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Oh, this is just like KPFA's rushing the budget. This is worse.
What's your vote, Nancy? What is your vote?
Of course not. No.
What is your vote, Nancy?
I said, of course not. No.
No.
Please don't
thank
scream.
You. You're so quiet.
It's rude.
Richard Uzel, yes. Sandy Weinman.
Sorry.
I object. I object
Sandy
to being
Weinman.
Called names by the chair. You know,
Sandy
the secretary
Weinman.
Said he could not hear me, so I raised my voice. I feel like you people are deaf or something.
We can
That's
never
right.
not hear
secretary.
You.
Secretary.
If you will be quiet and let us take the vote, Nancy, we'll go on further. Sandy Weinman.
Passed.
Ted Weisgold. Ted?
Now he's quiet.
He's gone.
Okay.
Where is he?
No.
No, okay.
No. I was muted by somebody.
Yeah, it's a big conspiracy. Okay, got you down for no.
Point of order.
And Sandy pass.
Richard Uzel, you should stop doing that kind of bullshit and saying it's
hey,
a
Ted, be
conspiracy.
Quiet. I'm trying to take
you,
a vote,
you
Ted.
Be quiet.
Ted, be quiet.
I agree.
Go take a poll.
You don't have the
be
right
quiet.
To do that.
I have
You don't
muted.
Have the right to do that.
Okay, at this point, it's a tie vote. We have a pass. Sandy?
I think the LSB should consider it at this point, so yes. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, the motion passes.
I object,
4-3.
Point of order. The manager has no right to vote.
You can take, we've had the vote. You can take that up with the LSB. We've concluded.
No, where I shall abstain
you,
from all
chair,
voting.
If you're a chair, you should be able to understand that kind
Mr.
of rule.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we adjourn.
Hey, Anna.
Any objection? Going
point
once? Going twice? You have a point of information about adjourning?
I have a point of information. May I express it or not?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you, ma'am, please.
My point of information is the general manager voting in his evaluation too? He will evaluate himself?
Ma'am.
Because he can vote in everything. Maybe he can vote in his own evaluation too.
You can raise that at the LSB. That is not our subject of discussion here. Our subject of discussion here at this juncture is, are we going to adjourn? I've yet to hear any objections. So going once, going twice, going
three times. I object.
Then we'll
I object.
Vote. Then we'll take a vote on adjourning. Mr. Secretary, will you be so kind and patient?
Teresa Allen.
Allen will pass.
Adriana Castaneda.
She's gone, I guess.
Okay, no vote there. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
At the last meeting, I was dropped and Adriana was dropped. I was dropped around four times at least.
Is that a
and
yes
Adriana
or no?
was dropped.
Is
this
that a
another
yes
dropping
or no?
thing?
Is that a yes or a no?
No.
Is that a yes or a no? No, thank you.
No.
Okay, Richard Uzel, yes.
We have Markeisha here. We could ask
Weinman.
Her a lot of questions. Why
Sandy
are we
Weinman.
Wasting this?
We're voting to adjourn or not.
I abstain. Thank you.
In abstaining.
Quit
Ted
muting
Weisgold.
Me.
Ted Weisgold.
He seems to have left the call too.
Okay.
He had emailed saying that he had another commitment that he had to run to in the middle of this.
Okay, we have a vote. We have a final. Oh, somebody passed. Teresa passed.
Alan says yes.
Yes, okay. We have a final vote of 3-1.
Okay. Then we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Chair.
I need to be on somebody's damn Christmas tree.
Thank the people who joined. Thank the people who joined. The non-LSBs.
I'm sure that
you had to witness this SHIT.
Nancy, I'll tell you something. There's one woman in this world gets to scream at me, and you're not her.
You railroaded this
and
meeting.
Frankly,
you disregarded the bylaws.
Manners,
you allowed the manager
my
to
wife
vote.
Has better
what kind
manners.
Of a person are you? You don't belong in Pacific.
And we're done, guys. Sayonara.